It's Sunday night in New York City, and this is State of the Union on 91.5 WNYE FM. I'm Chris Policano. DC 37 is New York City's largest public employee union with 125,000 members and 50,000 retirees. We're part of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, also known as AFSCME. We're on the air Sundays at 8 p.m. We rebroadcast Wednesdays at 1:30 p.m. We are also now available on podcast. Just simply go to iTunes on your phone or your iPad and search for DC 37 State of the Union. And there are many ways to follow us and stay in touch with the union. You can follow us on social media. We are on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can check out our website, www.dc37.net. And every month, please keep a lookout for your union newspaper, the Public Employee Press, in your mailbox. If there's anything that you hear on this show that you want to make a comment on, please send us a line at stateoftheunion@dc37.net. Let's get right to it. This November, voters will be asked in a referendum whether New York State should hold a constitutional convention. This is something we've talked about before. This is a ballot question that is being put before voters every 20 years. DC 37 has joined a coalition of more than 100 groups to oppose the holding of a state constitutional convention. And with us this evening is Jordan Marks, who is, I guess, the director of that, the campaign coordinator for that coalition. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. What is your exact title?
Campaign manager.
Okay. And let's talk a little bit about the issue, and then let's talk a little bit about the different forces that are coming together. The opposition to a constitutional convention is based on fill in the blank.
I will tell you, the opposition to the constitutional convention is broad. It is broad and it's nonpartisan. It is all New Yorkers, and it's a group of New Yorkers that have come together that may not agree on anything. It's the Conservative Party and the Working Families Party. It's the environmental groups and the NRA. It's working men and women, as well as groups that care about economic justice. And they've all come together because this November, there will be a vote to decide whether to have a constitutional convention, and everybody's fundamental rights and values are at risk. And so we have groups like Planned Parenthood and Right to Life who never agree on anything, but in this, everything that we hold dear, all the values that we our existential values are at stake. These groups have come together. There's more than 100, almost 200 now, to oppose the Constitutional Convention.
And this is a cumbersome process because the ballot question gets put before the voters in November, and then if there's a no vote on it, then it goes away for the next 20 years. If there is a yes vote, I'm not sure what the next steps would be.
So if there's a yes vote, what will happen is there will be an election the following year, and three delegates will be selected from every state Senate district and 15 statewide. And this is sort of where you can say our organization is called New Yorkers Against Corruption. I mean, here is where the corruption can begin. I mean, you can imagine the amount of money. There are some estimates. No one really knows what the Constitutional Convention will cost, but there are estimates from $100 million to $200 up to $300 million.
Which is taxpayer money.
It's taxpayer money. But that's not all the money that will be spent. I mean, you will see money pouring in from special interests, from lobbyists. You will see campaigns being run, I think the likes of which have not been seen in New York, and the opportunity for corruption. You know, in a state that's suffered through its share of corruption, we would usher in an era of corruption that we've not seen before. In 67, actually, they say that, you know, the other issue here is, like, in 67, there's a study that showed that about 80% of all the delegates ended up being from a political establishment. So if the idea that you can open the Constitutional Convention and make change and fix things is really relying on the same people that have sort of gotten us into this mess in Albany already.
Right. And this idea that there are folks who want to add things who have come out in support because they want to add things to the convention, to the Constitution, and they're hoping that they can do it that way, this way. There are, first of all, other ways for them to get what they want done, and the possibility of having rights taken away by special interests is the overwhelming problem here.
Well, this is a really interesting point, Chris. I mean, so I don't impugn the reasons for that some folks would like to have a constitutional convention. If you ask some of the more progressive individuals who are pushing for this, they'll say, we need to protect our environment. That's why we needed a constitutional amendment. We need to open the Constitution. But I would say to them, well, then you could ask the environmental advocates or the Adirondack Council why they oppose the Constitutional Convention. It's because you could actually eliminate if you open a Constitutional Convention, you don't know what could happen. Yes, of course, high-minded folks would say, yes, we could protect the air. You could also, though, lose forever wild. You could lose the protection that's in the Constitution. So it's the same thing. I think some of our progressive opponents, they say, too, they'll say, well, we would like to make sure we codify anti-discrimination laws. Well, so would I. But if you asked Equality New York why they're with us and opposing the Constitutional Convention, it's because you could actually codify discrimination in the Constitution. And then what? There's one investor, as I understand, who's an investor in medical marijuana and would like to legalize marijuana. And so he's got some campaign to say, open up the Constitution so we can legalize marijuana. But I will tell you, if I was a dispensary owner or a grower in New York State, I would be mortified that if you open the Constitution, you could actually eliminate, you could prohibit prohibit marijuana across the board, not just legalizing, but you could eliminate medical marijuana. I mean, those are real possibilities here. And it's also so why I think all these groups have gotten together to say our existential rights and values are at risk here. It makes no sense. It is actually very dangerous to open up the Constitution in a time in this country where everything seems, everything seems upside down. Our Constitution in New York State is all that protects us.
Now, we're saying that what's at risk is public education, the environment, public service funding, public employee pensions, unions and collective bargaining, the right to negotiate, workers' compensation. This is stuff that has been in the Constitution, helps working families. These are integral parts of every working family's life. And this notion that, we can somehow do this, spend $300 million and not put those things at risk, really is, as you say, Jordan, in these times in which we live, and when there is deep-pocketed corporate interests out there, like the Koch brothers, trying to, and they're doing it in state after state after state, deprive workers' rights, eliminate worker voice. This possibility for, deprivation of rights through this convention is a real hazard. And we've got a newspaper that's going out to 145,000 members and retirees that will tell you more about it. And if you are interested in finding out more about it, you can also check out the DC 37 website. And the coalition has a website and other ways of getting information. Why don't you tell us about that, Jordan?
Sure. It's NewYorkersAgainstCorruption.com. You can go there. We have there's a video to sort of explain why we oppose the Constitutional Convention. There's a list of all of our membership. That's almost about 200 organizations, as I said, from all stripes, all parties, all regions of the state. And you can find a lot of information. You can sign up for our newsletters. There will be a lot of activity to participate in. We plan on having a very active and organized effort to protect our very values here in New York State.
I have to ask this. I mean, as you are the campaign director, bringing together groups with very different points of view and interests is certainly no, you know, easy feat. That's quite an accomplishment. How does that happen?
Well, honestly, it wasn't very difficult. I think as New Yorkers come to understand what is at risk, as they learn how corrupt this process can be, how much money and how the money can influence, and all the and that our existential, you know, values and rights are at risk. I think they understood groups from the ACLU, as I said, Planned Parenthood, Right to Life, the Conservative Party and the Working Families Party, the NRA and labor, you know, have all sort of, I think it was very clear to everybody that if you want to make change, there are ways to do it. And all of us, you know, want to see a better New York State. But the risk in opening a constitutional convention to the values and the rights that we hold dear, the Constitution is all that we have that protects us here in New York State. They've all come together to say this is not only just a huge waste of taxpayer money, but the opportunity to be corrupt and to risk our existential values is too great. So it was actually pretty easy to build the coalition.
And there has not been a constitutional convention in New York State in decades. Is that, I mean, when is the last time we had a constitutional convention?
1967 was the last time. They spent all this public money. Not a single thing was adopted. And as I mentioned to you, there was a study that was done that about 80% of the delegates to the 67 convention were part of the political establishment. That's who gets elected. So if you have three delegates elected by a senatorial district, it's the folks in power in those senatorial districts that will get that will get elected as delegates. And as a delegate, you get a salary of like $80,000.
Is that right?
Senator. Yes. And if you're a state senator, you know, or you make your $80,000 a year salary as a state senator plus $80,000 as a delegate.
You've doubled your annual income.
So the opportunity that it's sort of run by the same old establishment folks, the opportunity for money to sort of corrupt the system. And if I can make one more point.
You can make as many points as you want. Go ahead. Go ahead.
So as a progressive, and look, in this, Chris, you know, I'm nonpartisan. There, you know, I represent a group of New Yorkers across the board, but I'm a progressive at heart, in my bones. And I will tell you, like, our resources are limited. So the idea that we would spend all of this money to elect delegates to then have to run statewide campaigns to approve or to oppose these ballot initiatives will cost a fortune. Let's say you're an environmental group who cares about clean air, and there's something is proposed in the Constitutional Convention that, you know, eliminates certain regulations that could hurt the environment. The environmental community would have to spend millions of dollars in a state like New York to defend rights that already exist in the Constitution. It's a waste of money. For progressives whose resources are limited and whose resources need to be marshaled, we should be investing in school board races, in city council, in mayors, in assembly across the state, as opposed to putting all of our values at risk and then having to run multi-million dollar statewide campaigns to defend our existential rights. It makes no sense as a progressive.
And, you know, as public workers, we experience, certainly DC 37 members experience every day there is a force that's out there that does believe that public employees are not entitled to the retirement security that they have had for decades and have across the country worked very hard to try to deprive public employees of that retirement security, of those rights. And to bring that to New York State one of the more pro-worker states in the union, is certainly troubling and something that we have to be very diligent about.
Which... No question. Like, you know, as I say, there are a wide range of reasons to oppose the Constitutional Convention. It's why the New York ACLU is opposed to the Constitutional Convention, right, and all these other groups. But if you care about the rights of workers, you have a lot of reasons to be concerned here. You know, I think there's a misconception oftentimes about pensions. You know, you have public workers whose average salary is, you know, what, $25,000 or $30,000 a year. They don't make very much money. But what they are guaranteed is a secure retirement that they pay into paycheck after paycheck. They pay for their pensions.
The there has been, we've looked at this, the average AFSCME member's pension is $19,000 a year.
$19,000, right. You're talking about you know, school bus drivers or your 911 operators. You're talking about, you know, people who are your firefighters who clean the streets. You know, they make New York City and New York State run. And so, you know, they pay into their pension, what, 7% or 8% every single paycheck for a $19,000 on a year on average, you know, pension. It's not enough to make you wealthy, but it's enough to keep you out of poverty potentially. You know, and that's what's at risk here. It's the rights of workers, but it's not only. I mean, it's our very basic social, our safety net, our very fundamental values, the rights of tenants. Right, are at risk here. So, you know, there's definitely for people who care about the rights of workers and working people and making our lives better, there are a lot of reasons to be concerned. But you can almost point to any issue, and it's sort of why we were able to build such a big and broad coalition of New Yorkers from all stripes who are just very concerned that everything we care about is at risk here.
All right, I've got to take a break. We're talking with Jordan Marks, who's the campaign director of New Yorkers Against Corruption. We're talking about the Constitutional Convention in New York State, the potential of a Constitutional Convention in New York State, and we'll be right back.
As a member of DC 37, the city's largest public employee union, you have a wide array of benefits and programs that are designed to improve the quality of your life. The Municipal Employees Legal Services is one of them. MELS has more than 65 lawyers available to offer legal advice and representation. Social workers are also available for counseling on personal and family matters. Find out more by logging on to the union's website at www.dc37.net or by calling 212-815-1000. Do you have physical or mental health issues related to exposure to the 911 attacks? You may be eligible for the World Trade Center Health Program, which provides for medical treatment at no out-of-pocket cost. For more information, call 212-815-1685.
All right, we're back with Jordan Marks, who is the campaign director of New Yorkers Against Corruption. We're talking about the Constitutional Convention. And here's the question. What do we do now? This is going to be airing in the summer of 2017. We've got an election coming up in November. So we have to be out there talking and talking and talking, right?
It is talking and organizing. You can get more information at NewYorkersAgainstCorruption.com. As I mentioned, that's our website. There are talking points. There's one-pagers. You can contact me directly. But yes, we need to talk to our friends and our neighbors, our coworkers. I mean, if you are a bus driver in New York City, you need to make sure that all the other bus drivers in New York City know what's at risk here, and it's true for all of us. We will run a very aggressive campaign. We will continue to grow our coalition to the hundreds. We will communicate to voters and all of our membership. You know, think about how many members NRA might have, Upstate or Planned Parenthood might have, and all of people, everyone that cares about our very fundamental rights. We all have an obligation to make sure that our friends and our neighbors and the people that we work with know what's at risk here.
And that, yes, that's going to require a number of conversations. I know that, as I say, we have in the next issue of the Public Employee Press, which has gone out into the mail for July, there are stories about the Constitutional Convention. I urge all members to take a look at those stories and see for yourself what it is we're talking about and to communicate with others. I have been very impressed by the awareness level on social media. We've been on Instagram and we've been on Facebook, and our members who understand this are out there making noise about this. I mean, the pieces that are going up are being shared, and that's the whole point of social media, right? Is to let that message go out. And I think that the labor components of the coalition have been very diligently talking to our members about this. And I just think that if we can get folks upstate, if we can get folks with varying points of view on this, we can put this thing to rest in November, eh?
So very important point about, you know, that you make, Chris, about social media. And you can, as I say, you can go to our website at NewYorkersAgainstCorruption.com. You can follow us on Twitter, on Facebook. I think in about a week, over the past week, we gained about 5,000 friends on Facebook. So I think, yes, the awareness is growing, but we need more. So please go to our website. Again, just one more time.
It's
NewYorkersAgainstCorruption.com, NewYorkersAgainstCorruption.com. You can go there and follow us and repost and tweet. And in this, as you say, right, there's a new way to organize. We can talk to our workers at the workplace. We can talk to our friends and neighbors at home. And we can post on social media and reach a whole wide audience. And we would love the help. We need it.
The other side, do we... I saw a piece the other day that said that there was Mercer money involved in the push for a constitutional convention. And I have to say, I'm not sure what that meant. any clarity on what conservative or reactionary forces, anti-worker forces, are involved in this?
I would say a couple of things. One, to tell you that if there is a constitutional convention, we can be assured that millions and millions, tens and hundreds of millions of dollars will pour into the state, not just the 10, 100, or 300 million it will cost to run the Constitutional Convention that taxpayers will have to pay. But
this is important. Hold on a second. It's going to cost about $200 to $300 million to put on the Constitutional Convention to make that happen, and that's coming out of taxpayer money. And then, finish the sentence.
No, well, and think about where that $300 million goes. Let's say it's like, as I mentioned, if you're a sitting state senator and you make $80,000 a year, and then you get an $80,000 a year paycheck to be a delegate to the Constitutional Convention, well, all that money adds up, and you have staff. That's where that $300 million comes from, right?
But yes,
but if there's a Constitutional Convention, okay, the money's going to pour in from this state. So I represent, as I said to you, a nonpartisan group. We have the Conservative Party, the NRA, and the Right to Life, and also the Working Families Party, and labor, and environmentalists, and gay and lesbian groups. And so I represent sort of everybody. But I will just tell you that, yes, the risk of having outside money coming in to remake the New York State Constitution is extraordinary. That's why New York Equality in New York, who care about the rights of gays and lesbians and anti-discrimination, are with us. It's why the environmental groups are with us. It's why we have people that care about reproductive health with us. You know, it is a nonpartisan group from across the state that has come together to say this is not only just a waste of taxpayer money, a serious waste, but has the opportunity to be corrupt. And our very fundamental values are at risk. Please don't touch the Constitution. It's like in this time where everything in this seems upside down in this world, please don't touch the Constitution, which is like all we have to protect us.
Jordan Marks is the campaign director for New Yorkers Against Corruption. We're fighting the idea of a constitutional convention. This is on the ballot in November, and we should all be voting no. Thank you very much, Jordan, for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you so much.
Okay, we've got a couple of announcements before we go. I want to make sure all DC 37 members are aware that the DC 37, the Municipal Employees Housing Program, cordially invites you to its annual housing fair on Saturday, August 5th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at DC 37 headquarters at 125 Barclay Street. It's in the first floor in room one. You can learn more about housing grants for first-time home buyers purchasing in the five boroughs, affordable mortgage loans, the importance of home inspection prior to purchase. You can get valuable information from vendors representing the housing industry and speak with participating lenders about their array of affordable mortgage products and much more at the annual housing fair. Put together by the Municipal Employees Housing Program of DC 37. That's Saturday, August 5th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at DC 37 headquarters. And I also wanted to make clear that if you are a member of DC 37, you should never stop learning. And City College Downtown is offering the opportunity for folks to get their Bachelor's of Arts, the Bachelor of Science, Master of Arts in the Study of the Americas. To find out more about City College Downtown, just go to ccny.cuny.edu/CWE or call at 212-925-6625. And a couple of other points. Got a bunch of things happening for coming back later in the summer and in the fall. Save the date for the annual Labor Day Parade, Saturday, September 9th. Members will assemble at 8:30 a.m. at West 44th Street between 6th and 7th Avenue. For more information, please check out the website, the DC 37 website at www.dc37.net. We also have Harlem Week. Is July 30th to August 26th. You can visit DC 37's Labor and Faith Community Outreach Information and Resource Table on Sunday, August 20th on West 135th Street between Malcolm X and Adam Clayton Powell Boulevard. That's Harlem Week. Come check out DC 37 information on Sunday, August 20th. That's West 135th Street between Malcolm X and Adam Clayton Powell Boulevards. That's just about all the time we have for this week's show. I want to thank my guest, Jordan Marks, the campaign director of New Yorkers Against Corruption. Check us out on our website, www.dc37.net. Follow us on social media on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And if there's anything you want to weigh in on, stateoftheunion@dc37.net. The engineer is Andrea Minocchio. The producer is Rudy Orozco. I'm Chris Policano. Till next time, ciao.